Jewel of Namibia. It is 8:20 right now. We checked out a diary that's brand new from Waters. He will be celebrating his album this tonight, by the way, at the Loft. We also checked out a keynote with No Lie. Now let's talk, what would Shaquan do? What would Shay do? Which is that bit where we take your situation and we anonymously discuss it on air. You grab this advice. We all chip in to help where we can. Now today's email reads, "Hi Shaquan, I have a situation that I need advice on. I've been single for years now, and every time I try to get in a relationship, I always find a way to self-sabotage. And I now realize that it's because of my ex and how he ruined me. He made me so insecure, untrusting, anxious, and unhappy. I question everything I do. I hardly even trust anybody, let alone myself. And I do not know how to get over it. I overthink everything, and it really sucks. Have you ever been in a situation like this? How does one deal with this? I would like to move from this place and have a healthy relationship of my own. Shaquan, what would you do?"
Sure. This one is a little bit, it's a little bit tough to talk about because I think there's also, like, you know, just a part of me that really relates because I've been there a very, very long time ago. I think he was actually my first boyfriend. I had no business dating this person at this age, okay? Or at all, actually. But regardless, so what happened is just, you know, the situation or the relationship became very, very toxic. It became so toxic. Like, I don't think I've ever been in a toxic situation like that. And it all just started with a little bit of what he said, harmless cheating.
He threw that in your face?
Yeah.
Like, I relax, it's just harmless cheating.
Yeah, harmless cheating, as he referred to it. So what basically happened is just that, you know, there were like a couple of people. And it was actually crazy that he actually got to a point where I actually even knew who these people were. Like, we would even be like at a bazaar or a braai, whatever it is, and two of the ladies are there. It was a lot. But regardless, it made me so insecure. Exactly what you're saying right now. It made me insecure. It made me very untrusting. I was anxious all the time and just very unhappy in that relationship. And it was even bad to the point where if his phone beeped.
Yeah. You'd be on it.
I'll be on it. Yeah. So before he even opens his text messages or whatever it is, I'll just be like going through his phone. I would literally walk into his place and the first thing that I want to see is his phone so that I can see what he deleted. What he hasn't deleted yet, how his social media is and so forth. It was crazy. But I was like probably 21 at the time, very long time ago, but still. It's just not a very, it wasn't a very pleasant experience. So I relate to obviously how you're feeling and what you're actually going through. And there's so many women and even men who are listening right now that can say that we've all been in situations that, that at one point they made us feel very, very insecure, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you're finding yourself in a situation where this person courted you, for example, or, you know, like they just did the most to get your attention, to win your heart over. And then once you actually give yourself to this person and you're committing to doing life with them, they just disappoint you. What I would say, however, is that, man, healing is so important because that just, you know, seeps into so many different spheres of our lives. You know, your career, your friendships, your future relationships and all these other things, even the person that you become. So if you give so much power to someone else, it makes it very hard for you to even feel like you're in tune with yourself. It makes it very hard for you to even feel like you even know who you are anymore. It makes it very hard for you to even feel like, you know, just contained and grounded with yourself, okay? Yeah. So I would urge you to really work on healing and forgiving. And even if you don't necessarily fully forget what it is that you went through, just moving away from that space where it still controls you. Because it seems like it's like a trigger, you know? Like anything could literally just set you off at any point. And we don't want you to be in that space. So I would tell you right now, do not give anybody such power to ruin your life. Take responsibility for your life, and you can do this by taking responsibility for your peace first things first, okay? Now, sometimes we forget that people actually walk around projecting their own insecurities on other people.
Yeah.
And if you're around someone that makes you you know, that if you're around someone that somehow feels like you're a little bit too confident and they're not as confident as you are, they will do whatever it takes that they can do to kind of dim your light, you know? So maybe that's also what happened. We'll obviously unpack on the other side of this as well. But we also need to remember that we are all walking around very unhealed, okay? So you letting an unhealed person ruin you, it's like you're not doing yourself any justice. But I'll unpack with you obviously on the other side of this how to just stop self-sabotaging yourself, be it in your relationships, your career, and all these other things. And yeah, just so much more.
What's good, man? We're back here again. Tell me, what are you most looking for?
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine Timbaland playing this beat for Justin Timberlake? The first time Justin Timberlake hears this song, he probably lost his mind.
Yeah.
I'm sure they recorded that song immediately.
Immediately.
We are not leaving the studio. How dare we leave this beat just like that? Don't disrespect me, man.
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah. Never.
All right. It's 8:37. Thank you so much for choosing the NSK Shekwan. Let's talk part two of What Would Shay Do? So we started to part one earlier. If you missed it, don't worry. We've got you, okay? There's an email that was sent to us. That's just seeking Shaquan's advice. Just asking Shaquan to perhaps put herself in this person's shoes, okay? And the email reads, "Hey Shaquan, I have a situation that I need advice on. I've been single for years now, and every time I try to get in a relationship, I always find myself, I always find a way to self-sabotage. And I now realize that it's because of my ex and how he ruined me. He made me so insecure, untrusting, anxious, and unhappy. I question literally everything I do. I hardly even trust anybody, let alone myself. And I do not know how to get over it. I overthink everything, and it really sucks. Have you ever been in a situation like this? How do I deal with this? I would like to move from a place and have a healthy relationship of my own. Shaquan, what would you do had you find yourself in my situation?"
Okay, this is a very serious situation. But I'm going to try and make just a little bit, a little bit of humor that I can add to it. It's just, Shaquan would get the stepping. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah,
it's just one of those situations where when you look back to like a personal situation that you've been in and you look at how you dealt with the situation at the time and how you have matured over the over the years, how you've healed and how you just view things from a different perspective now, I will definitely tell myself to get the stepping, okay? Stepping in the sense of walking away from that situation, but more so of just letting go whatever it is that I'm holding on to because of that relationship, you know? Because now you are saying, or what you actually said in the email is that, you know, this person made you very insecure, untrusting, anxious, and so unhappy, which is valid, you know, because it is someone that you loved, someone that you wanted to do life with. But at the end of the day, the season is over. It's the same thing as when spring comes about. This must talk spring when the leaves and hutas fall,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So spring comes about and it's a brand new season.
When the leaves fall. No, that's
fall?
Autumn. We don't do fall here.
We don't do autumn.
It's
summer and winter.
It's summer and winter, straightforward. You
but
know,
you know, run about the time that the leaves actually fall into a brand new season and all of that. You don't just necessarily leave the leaves just laying around in your yard. Like, you clean it up. Like, you make an effort to clean it up and make sure that, you know, your yard looks, you know, spotless and clean and together. Do you know what I mean? But the point is, you have to make peace with the fact that that season is over and done with. You're welcoming a new season. That means you need to do a clean house.
Yeah.
You need to clean up your space, okay? So also, once again, as I mentioned a little bit early on, do not give anyone such power to ruin your life, because you might not physically be in that relationship at this point, but because you are still holding on to the very things that you went through or struggled with in that relationship, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you're still stuck in that place. And you don't want to be in a place where even in your other, like other areas in your life, like your career, your friendships, and all these other things, like you're not even thriving because of all this ill emotions and things that you're holding on to that are holding you back. be reminded of what I said earlier on, of how sometimes people just project their own insecurities onto people. And I think it also sounds like you were probably just dealing with a narcissist at the end of the day. Now, narcissistic abuse is one of the toughest things that anyone can actually experience. And I know that it might sound, you know, just easier for someone to give you advice and to talk on it, especially if you feel that you haven't been through the experience that I've been through. And I understand that, you know. But I would obviously advise you to really get the help that you need in terms of like maybe going to therapy, to really work through with your therapist as to why, first of all, you even attracted this type of person, how you can walk around forgiving this person even though they don't deserve it, and really understanding at the end of the day that, man, that forgiveness was really for you. All right, and it's something that's been holding you bondage, and you need to let go of those chains, okay? So I think it is also important that I leave you with just reminding you to stop allowing anyone, and this goes out to anyone who's listening right now, actually, do not allow anyone to alter who you are. So many times we have changed even the drinks that we drink when we're going out with our friends because of what other people did around us.
Yeah.
The music that we listen to, okay? But for the most part, don't allow the experiences that you've had, even if they were unpleasant experiences, to really alter the person who you are. Because, man, listen, that is the one thing that you are always going to miss out on, who you really, really are. And then you go about life trying to be in a certain way, trying to do things differently, and then you don't even know who you are anymore. Now you have to come back again with all that work trying to find out who you really, really are at the core. But the point is, do not give anyone so much power. And be reminded that everything is personal, partner. And I think you can actually attest to this, that everything is so personal for us, and we need to take accountability for our lives. That person is not necessarily going to come and say, oh, but I'm sorry for what I did to you. I was young. I was foolish at the time. Whatever it is. They just go on with their lives. They go on. They get married. They have kids with other people. True. And you're still stuck on, oh, in 2009, you did this to me.
Yeah.
And you're holding yourself back. That is the emphasis, okay? So everything is so personal. So take accountability. The same way that we... you know, we're so personal with the food that we eat, where we eat, how many hours we sleep, the friends that we have, the places that we hang out at, and all of those things. So make that personal choice to work on your healing today and stop being stuck. I, for one, realized my worth.
Yeah.
And I realized that I was genuinely just wasting my time on a relationship that wasn't even worth it. And that I could actually, you know, have used my time for other things. And that's exactly what I did. There's so much goodness out there for you. All you need to do is just really work on letting go of this darkness that's been holding you back so that you can finally just see the light and ultimately just enjoy your life.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Shekwan. I think that is a beautiful, beautiful, a beautiful cow of advice that you gave us there. Nice fed cow, which will
to
be
chew
up
on.
To chew on as a blue baited net. It'll be up on our website. That's our after 10. For now, stick around for more.
In a scattered world, we crave connection. Connecting with the